Kavel. So, Sifal, Imhoyu Bitsar Machmas at Sirus Kshamim, Riordu Kshamim. If the situation was that there was a lack of rain, and that caused to the point that it was difficult already, and now rain came down, so there's a feeling of a Haidah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which we should always have whenever it rains, but we don't always have whenever it rains, but when there's been a lack of it, and all of a sudden rain comes, we appreciate it that much more. So we need to find a way to express our thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Mevorchem Aleihem, Chazal set up a bracha, Alvi Shelo Yordu Adayin Kedei Revi'a. Some rain came down, even if not enough rain came down to fulfill the needs of the first rain, but even that's still something. Mishyor Kokat Sharaba Alo Oritz, Shiello Ababuas Minabotra Vyakhu Zelik Rizet. So how much water? The water level on the ground is that the puddle is big enough that when the drop comes down, it makes it plop upwards, it makes a bubble. And then that pushes the water to go to meet the next puddle. So that level of water already is enough to say a bracha. And we'll see what the bracha is the next sif. So the Ramah says that you don't see anybody doing this because that we don't have that type of a cycle, that you have that type of a drought where you have this type of response.
The Mechaber doesn't address the following issue. Because today, maybe in the Mechaber's day it wasn't such a big deal, not an issue. But today, need the rain for drinking purposes and for agricultural purposes. And it's possibly have one, not the other. I remember one year in Yerushalayim, it didn't rain until February. In February, it rained every day, almost all day. And they said eventually that it was okay for the Kinneret water level, but for agriculture, it was useless.
Okay. Finish up your thought. And so therefore what? Give me that under your thought.
I'm just wondering why the Mechaber doesn't say enough rain, if there's not enough rain for this, not enough rain for that.
If he's saying a very minimal amount of rain already, you make a bracha. It's a very minimal amount of rain.
Right, but it sounds as though this rain is good for maybe all purposes. And today we know that's not necessarily the case.
I'm not sure this rain is good for any purpose.
Right, it sounds like it.
It's a very minimal amount of rain.
Yeah, all right.
All right. But it removed the state of drought. That's what you've accomplished at this point in time.
No, that's what I'm saying, that there are two aspects to drought. There's the drought from the perspective.
No, you remove the state of drought. It's not, you're not parched anymore. That's all you've accomplished. It's not parched. It didn't say that we got back to the point where we have enough. Okay. You know, it sounds like he's saying that. Okay. Sif cotton olive from Hoyer Bitsar. After the Beretz Yisrael, Shemotzi Shom Yoibish Gottel. Okay. So the point is, in Eretz Yisrael, it gets quite dry. Shabbat Esek Shomim, Vageshom Yorib Bismana. And then when it comes time for the rain to come, and it rains, so the first time it rains, right, even though there's no special situation, but that's enough of a emotional reaction to the excitement of rain when you haven't had it throughout the whole summer, just in a normal situation, to make this bracha. Okay? So why are you saying that dafkim haya bitzar? Because it's saying, even if you weren't bitzar, menachat loshen zeh. So the point over here, is that we're saying menachat loshen lafuke im yored oyed papam lamocher liyama ukhra. The point is, if it keeps that type of situation, you're not going to react to the next day. Whereas the situation of tsar, you would be. Okay. Pimagal and Masha, however, the Philip of Pamarishan in Sarkleburg, Kishashan Masudoris Kitikunan, Vine Realov. However, the Pimagal disagrees and says, no, when it's a regular year, there's no need to make this bracha. Okay. in the Berel Ochim Hoyeh B'Tzahar, about 8 lines in, points out the Rambam does not have this phrase, Im Hoyeh B'Tzahar. He says, Umashla Hizgar Rambam Beferish Im Hoyeh B'Tzahar. So we could argue, Mishim Dein Darka Litzoyb Dabar Shem Mephorish B'Talmud. Okay. Again, Eretz Yisrael and the areas around it, Shemotzi Shom Yoibish Godol. It's common to have this drought, Ratzir Rabba, Aj Tichim Rachamim Alamotar, when a motor bore Raka Prokim. Rain does not come regularly throughout the year, it's a limited time. So, therefore, the Ram would agree that every year you're going to have this type of reaction and you need to make a brach. Okay. Even the Shulchan Aruch agrees that that's true. And the Rambam doesn't mention Im Hoyeh B'Tzahar, so that's why we're understanding the Rambam. Taking it a step weiter could be even not the Rambam, even the Shulchan Aruch, which has the phrase Im Hoyeh B'Tzahar. So he's talking about a case where in general it is regular. There, it's only when there's a series. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah would say, I understand the Rambam.
Is 745 down here, the minyan?
No, upstairs.
Upstairs.
Upstairs here?
Yeah.
Base Medrash. Some small base Medrash.
Yeah.
All right. Now they're talking. See, I told you we'll find it.
Okay, so the Rambam does not mention this phrase in Hoyeh B'Tzahar. We understand why the Rambam doesn't mention it, because according to the Rambam in Eretz Yisrael it's not required. I mean, it could be even the Shulchan Aruch, which says the phrase in Hoyeh B'Tzahar, agrees that Eretz Yisrael has that equivalent status of Hoyeh B'Tzahar every year. That's what he wants to say so far. But, like in which other Mishnah Berurah started out. And he said, the Pri Begadim says not like that. Reason Pri Begadim Shekosa Dalmilsa Dapshid, Dafil Eretz Yisrael, Kashamim, Musadaras, Ein Lebarach, Alakshamim, Minisati Darbazet, Sarachi, and Godel, Ladino. I'm not convinced at all that the Pri Begadim is right.
Okay. What did the Pri Begadim
say? That only in Eretz Yisrael, even Eretz Yisrael, but the regular year, there's no bracha al Hashem. Skip the brackets. Shalom says that Bishum Poisik, nobody before the people of God have said this. Right. So we would assume when rain comes, you make a bracha. Right. Yes, it's true that in a place which there's rain regularly throughout the year, there's never a point where it really has a time of, a similar time without rain, so then you don't make a bracha unless there's an atzira. But in Eretz Yisrael, by definition, that's the status of the summer, and you make a bracha every year when it starts to rain. So the Pri Begadim says not like that. I don't know where he got it from. Shlomim says Zevashum Poisik. Rachakam Matzasi by Yerav Shehu Kosev Eretz Yisrael Tzarchi in the Dino Kainir the Work Below Shem Malchus. So Yerav raises the question. He's not convinced that the Pri Begadim's approach is right. He's not saying, he's not quoting the Prima Gadol, he's saying it on his own. But he's not that Eretz Yisrael, since when it's a regular year, you don't make a bracha. He's not sure that that's true. On the other hand, he's not sure that you do make a bracha, like Mishnah Berurah was suggesting, according to the Rambam, that for sure you would make a bracha. So he doesn't know, and therefore he should make a bracha without Sheir Malchus. Okay. Excuse me.
What?
Okay, now.
Excuse.
Sif Beis. No, Sif Cotton Beis. Vein Etzarim Kol Kach. So the Ramos says that the places where we live, where we don't have rain being withheld the same way it is in Eretz Yisrael, in general, therefore there's no, we don't make this bracha. But to learn that the Ein Lehem Simcha be Yerida Sukshav, and therefore we don't have that excitement when it rains. Ben-Hanami, I feel the boys in a rotsa should get a little bit mutter. But the Ramah agrees that if you'd have in these places which do not have, which have rain regularly, Im Netzorah Gashamim, if they, however they had a drought there, And but if there was this, that year, so simply there was a situation when there was a significant lack of rain, and then it started to rain, you should make a bracha. Okay, so what is the bracha? Sif Beis. Umama Vorach. If a person doesn't have a field, we thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for each drop. And we take the phrases from Nishmas, starting with the idea if our mouth would be full. Shira Kayom, etc., etc. Ad Hein Hem Yodi Biborchu Hashim Kocha Amalkeinu. V'choisem Baruch Ato Hashem Keil Roiv HaHoidois. Okay, that's if you don't have a field, appreciating the rain. If he has a field which he has owned, so then okay, so the general rule is that a Teva Meitiv is only for something, a positive development which a person has for themselves, it's a shechayonu. A person shares it with somebody else, it's a toib, version is toib to me, and meitiv to others. So if he has the field b'shutvis, so then the bracha would be a toib meitiv. If he owns it privately, bracha shechayonu. And then the Rambam said, that some people said that when you hear that the rain came down, even though you didn't see it yourself, you could make the bracha tov meitiv. And again, the type of situation where you had the field pshut. Mishabur gimel roiva ha'hoidois. So the bracha is bracha to Hashem keil roiva ha'hoidois. So what does that mean? Rashalomer beribi ha'hoidois. Rashalom is keil, who's we give to him a tremendous amount of thanks. So if he has a shutim, so the person says, "I'm a meitiv, shehetiv loyve, gam lecher mimud." I know the shutim. The Rosh was meitiv to me and to somebody else, the shutim as well. So I'm a meitiv. Okay, mash b'harba chaynim. So why do you need after he has a shutim in the field? He has a wife, so now that his field can produce, so it's a benefit for him and his wife. So zatir mishavur chenachanami. He makes a long list over here of the chaynim, not like the Morgan of Rum. I feel like Ibiesh La Rak Ishu Bonim, Hein Gao Kane Bichlal Shutvin. They're sharing with this benefice that the Bresham is giving. He has it for himself and he has it for his family. Okay. So you make a Tobe Meitiv. If he has no Shutvin, which means that he'll be single according to this, you just make a Shechayon. Okay. Interesting halacha. Im ein loy shutiv, he makes a shechiyon. Haran nilus kishu katan. The person sees the nilus before it's swollen from the swollen, and then because the reayub is manchugal. Then he sees it afterwards when it has swollen with the new water coming in. Semech ber asayim mevarch shechiyonu atein lo karka. So you make a bracha shechiyonu. Even when he doesn't have karkas, so one second. We said over here that you only make a bracha shechiyanu because you're seeing an actual direct benefit. My karka is getting better. A financial, physical benefit of the property getting better. And I'm in a karka. So what's a shechiyanu? Well, there's a different shechiyanu. Shechiyanu is that a person came to live to greet a new season. So the same way that you chew by a new fruit. So we hear by the nilus, which has a cycle, and every year it gets to that. He's been able to come back to that moment in the cycle where the waters are swollen again and the river is full. So that situation, so Baruch Hashem Aftein Lo Karka Kimi Shubom Yisman Lisman when Adam Sameach Bar Yosef. So since it comes on a seasonal basis and he is feeling appreciative of that situation, he makes it Lagarmi Adam Harayas Chaveros Sameach Bar Yosef Baruch Hashem. So it's no different than seeing a friend and being happy to see him. So you make a bracha shechiyon. After B.M. is any taste about al shalafon, a person sees it on a daily basis. Each day gets a little bit bigger. You don't see that. You don't see the dramatic change from seeing it a while back and then seeing it again. It seems to just, you know, seem each day get a little more. Become welcome your work. The kama kama bato b'hanor. So he uses the phrase kama kama bato, but he means, I don't think he means the halachic issue of bito. As much as he means, the reaction is not, the reaction is a kama kama bato type of a reaction. Okay. Vimroya mayim shebe klig. What is a klig? Hu chelik mehanilus shemispashet boi gam kein megadol hanor. So now it spills over to this spillover area, and it spreads out over there. I'm not sure exactly what it is. It's somewhere in the delta. I'm not sure where it is. You're not seeing it in the river where that's the main place where you're going to feel the benefit, taking water out of the river, etc. But in this place over here, to where it was, this klig, whatever that is, would also bring a shechiyon bracha with it.
This is
also talking about where you saw when there wasn't water and now there is. Yeah, I think so. Because in general, this is like an overflow type of a thing. So during the drier months, it's empty.
Right.
So you make a shechiyon if it doesn't have a shutub, you make the shechiyon. Levar, but loy tebe meitib. Fil yesh a shutub. Kusi, lo mikri shutub lezeh. Even though he has a non-Jewish shutev, for these purposes, I would not be hatayva meitiv, that, you know, the Russians be meitiv for me and for the other person. That's not, I'm not necessarily making bracha for them. But the Dishra brings the question, what if you have two fields? One field you have b'shutvis, one field you have your own privately, not b'shutvis. The person was single, so he doesn't have a wife and kids. His only issue is his own things. He has two fields. He has the half of one and he has the whole of the other. So he brings the Ritavos, says, you make two brachas. But he comes out, it seems to be the Mishnah Berurah is going to say later on, that Teva Meitiv really would include Shechiyonu. Because whatever Shechiyonu is saying, the thanks that the Rishon is bringing me to this day and having this benefit, Teva Meitiv is also saying I have the benefit. So Teva Meitiv would include that benefit as well.
All this is only regarding benefit to you. Like, as opposed to a normal Shechian and Teva Meitiv situation, when there's rain happening, it's helping, assumably, everyone in the city. I mean, it's not just you, but you're not making a bracha for anyone else. It's
correct.
Only if you yourself, the benefit is for shifts of someone else.
Correct. Well, correct. Let's go back a step. I mean, the bracha of al kol tipa v'tipa, varim anachdu log. Right. So we say it in the lashon rab. Al kol tipa sharad tolonu.
Right.
So I'm thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu directly for all of the fact that I benefit from water, which Rashi brought down for us. Right. Just like we say in general, we say the bracha more than we say it in the plural. But the bracha of Shechiyonu and the bracha of Teva Meitiv because there's a specific direct benefit to the person and or somebody who's relevant to him.
And he's making that bracha even though, like, this is just really a beginning of the water. It's not really...
Right.
I mean...
Right. It's not totally full, yeah. Okay. Now, Yeshar min the Shema Shiyardu, Ramos says, some people, if you, even just hearing it is enough to make a bracha. He himself did not hear it, see it. He heard that the rain came down over his area where his field was. So again, the case of it has to be talking about the case of the field of Shutvis. The Kiddush over here is, he doesn't have to see it, hearing it is enough. If the same scenario, he just heard about it, but it was all he owned that field privately, so then the people make a baruch shechiyonu machana. If ain't loy sada, but What about in a case where he doesn't have a field? So we said there's another bracha besides the bracha of a tevi meitiv reshechiyana, which is on the field and the benefit of the field. It's also this other bracha of moedim enach law that we got the tipus. So I heard about the vetter rain. I didn't see it myself. He says, oh, brother, you don't make a bracha yet. The bracha zuna linuskal beroya ba'atzma beloyve shemeya. You have to be able to hear it directly to make that. You have to see it directly to be able to make that bracha. However, she the message massive with the word of the ain chiluk bin klal bin royal shemeya bechol barak brachas moedim afiluk bin shemeya mekam wakam near the suffik brachas lahokal. So he brings one of the rishonim the sheet of kibetzes, which the sheet himself was transition generation between the rishonim and the charanim, but all of his quotes for the mass part, vast majority of his quotes are from the rishonim. That he was a malak at the different form of the Rishonim and was scattered on the pages of the flow of the Gemara. So Shita says that he thinks at the end of the day you would be able to make a bracha on Shmiya. But he says that Mishabur comes out, some of bracha is lahok. We don't know, so you can't make a bracha misafik. Take a look over here, the Bir Halacha, just what Reuven was mentioning with Baruch Shechiyanu. Why do you make a Tevah Meitiv? Because the Maaseh, the benefit is to other people besides himself. It's benefiting everybody here in the city, not just the person making the bracha. Right? Seems like he owns his own field privately, but definitely he's sharing in the benefit of, with many people. We say shutvin, we have to be shutvin in this specific benefit which is taking place. They're not his shutvin because they don't own that field. He owns that field by himself. So he has no shutvin in that benefit that he's getting. So you do not make a separate. You don't make a bracha of Tevah Meitiv, you just make a bracha of Shechiyot. Okay. Let's start Simon Reish Chav Beis. Al Shemur Shein Tevah Esloi Levada Mevar Shechiyonu Vim Hein Tevah Esloi Ulacher Mevar HaTevah Meitiv. So this is the idea we're just mentioning, that some type of benefit which occurred to the person alone, it's a Shechiyonu. If it's shared with other people as well, the bracha is a Tevah Meitiv. To cut an olive. Al, without kishashama pi adam neman, this is only when he hears a shmua. The Shulchan Aruch's case was he heard a shmua. He was informed. He didn't see it himself, he was informed. So this is only, you only make a bracha if you heard it from a person who's reliable. And the Sharatzian and Sivkat Nalev says that maybe you need a person who's musa b'kashrus. But let me stand by the adam. You know, a person which is known to be, that he always says things, you know, precisely and perfectly. So that on that person, he's able to make a, you know, rely on that the information, he's able to make a bracha. And furthermore, the person who's telling you saw it himself. So A saw it himself. A told B, and B is making the bracha. But if A told B, and B told C, and C wants to make the bracha, either it's true, either that the magid is not reliable, or he didn't see it himself, so then you don't make a bracha. For example, let's say somebody stole from him, and he heard now that they've caught the Gazan. So the benefit over there is you got the money back, not that you caught the guy. Right? It's very exciting that they caught the guy, but it's irrelevant to you, if you truthfully. Okay, Misha Hochach Machmas Ani Yusar Lukachas Isha Ashira Shalom Chepsoi. a person marries a woman, and he marries a woman he doesn't really want to marry, doesn't like her so much, etc., but she's willing to marry him, and she has money. So due to his poverty, he's willing to marry for money. Okay, so he makes two brachas. I think nowadays we don't make these brachas. I can guarantee you one thing, do not say it loud enough that she should hear it. Right? That would not be very good. Why are you making a davar nayin emes? Because I'm married to you. Would not go over very well. Because he raises the question about this whole idea. Once he agreed to marry her, how can you say dayin emes? You know, yeah, his motivation was quote unquote the wrong motivation. But once he decided to do something, it's not dayin emes anymore. Don't pay him the baruch shalom for it. Right? So he's saying, yeah, because baruch shalom doesn't want to put me into the situation.
Blame the rebellion.
Yeah, why is it? Right. Is this finished off over here, Gibmel? Before Shechiyanu, no, I skipped. Shmuis, Nokalosh and Rabim, Laharishi, Mishama, Kamash, Shmuis, Babas Achas, Daila, Babracha Achas. So it can be multiple, as long as they heard at the same time, it's one bracha for all of them, Babar Shechiyanu, Hanu, Kashesh, Simcha, Meshmoor, Achen, Hippo, Badai, Remus, Kashesh, Tsar, Meshmoor. Okay, we'll talk about this more after Mimra.